This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, July 31st. As many of you know, I don't like August, and it's not the oppressive heat. It's the fact that Europe goes on vacation in August. Many of our Wall Street peers disappear for the month. Trading volume gets light, and things get pretty weird, okay? So markets can be manipulated in August, and that's unfortunate. Well, despite my distress for August, it's been okay in the past couple of years. So I'm not officially proposing to close it this year like I have in past years, okay? But we still have some very good earnings coming out, but there's going to be some big, big surprises in August that I will elaborate on in a moment. First, let's just take a step back and look at where we are. Economic growth is finally picking up. We grew at 2.4% in the second quarter. I expect that to be revised higher due to more favorable trade data. We're exporting a tremendous amount of crude oil and refined product throughout the world, so that's our trade deficit's getting more narrow. So that's going to boost GDP. Second, Europe says they're out of recession. Officially, they grew at 0.3% in the second quarter after contracting for two straight quarters. A lot of it's due to Ireland. Now, the European data is quarter by quarter, so they're running at an annual rate of 1.2%. Germany's still flat, though, Europe says they're growing. That gives the perception more a perceived demand, and that puts upward pressure on energy. It's interesting, energy prices are up today, even though the UK announced a lot of North Sea oil drilling leases. And of course, they're getting a lot of grief for that because they're supposed to be carbon zero. And anyway, that's the UK to solve, but they have the resources, they might as well grab them. And that's that. Okay, what else is going on? The big news, folks, the very big news, is we now have deflation. Not yet in America, but it'll be announced soon. The reason we have deflation is China has deflation. Their consumer prices were zero in June. That's a 28-month low. But more importantly, their annual producer price inflation has been negative for 9 straight months. And declined to an all-time low of minus 5.4% in June on a trailing 12-month basis. That's the lowest level since December 2015. So if we go back to the producer price index, you may remember in June it rose at 0.1% trailing 12 months because the price of goods fell 4.4% trailing 12 months. Guess what's going to happen when the July PPI comes out? It's going to be negative. And it's going to be negative because the price of goods are continuing to fall. Everything we import from Asia, doesn't matter whether it's Korea, Japan, China, Vietnam, all the prices are falling, okay? So we're going to have a negative wholesale inflation. And you know what that's going to do? That's going to make bonds rally, so the yields will come down. That'll make everybody reconclude the Fed won't raise rates. And that will cause the stock market to rally even in August. So that's the big news for you. We will have deflation news when the PPI comes out for July, and it's all due to falling prices in China. Now, just to reiterate what's happening in China, they have some demographic problems. You know, they have that one baby rule, so that's one big problem. Second problem, they lost a lot of people from COVID. How many? Who knows, okay? All we know is India is now bigger than China, population-wise. Third thing is it's run by one guy. And all the reformers, economic reformers, they were terminated. They replaced them with loyalists to President Xi. And finally, they have a huge youth unemployment problem. Under 24 years old in China, it's over 20% unemployment. And it doesn't help when big companies like Foxconn start to leave China and try to outsource. So China is adrift. They're trying to be competitive in the world. They're lowering their prices like crazy. It'll be interesting if they show up at the G20 meeting. They should be there. But if I were them, I'd start sucking up to a lot of countries to get more business. And it's all going to cause negative wholesale prices. And that is going to be fascinating, okay? Absolutely fascinating. So that's your big news for August. We have two more weeks of good earnings to be announced. I'm very happy with what's going on with energy prices right now. As you know, I still have a big energy bet. The year-over-year comparisons aren't favorable for big gains, but they will be shortly. And the other thing is the inventory of refined product and crude oil remain absurdly low. And now worldwide demand's picking up, not only in America, but in Europe and elsewhere. So eventually, you know, things will get more equilibrium. But right now, I want you to enjoy the what rising crude oil prices do to energy stocks. So enjoy that ride for now. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. But I did want to give you the positive inflation news that we are going to have negative wholesale prices announced for July in the next couple of weeks. And I think that's going to be a big, big report. And, of course, we'll still have favorable CPI and all that good stuff, too. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.